Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the rise and fall of Gag City, Corey versus 120 Slim Jims, Cher's 7th decade of number one hits, Selena Gomez quitting Instagram again, and how this season of Canada's Drag Race is truly feeling its goats. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Here we go, Mom.
Here we go, Mother.
Here we go, Mama.
Here we go, Mother.
Do you know what that's from?
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Here we go, Mama.
No, I don't know what that's from.
Well, it's from the new Wonka movie with that boy who doesn't have enough whimsy.
Here we go, Mama. Is that what you whispered right before peeking out?
Did little mama get canceled after she crashed the stage for the Jay-Z and Alicia Keys performance?
I don't think so. But I think people were kind of like, I think it gave musicians the ick.
I think it gave a lot of people the ick. She had to go on the Tyra Banks show to talk about it.
Oh, did she?
Afterwards.
And what'd she say? Did she apologize?
She said, as a native New Yorker. She said she was just really feeling the song because she's from New York and they were all in New York.
Well, yeah, you know, New Yorkers are like that. Yeah. I love when a New Yorker is talking about New York. I have them clarify, like New York City? They get so annoyed. Like there's anything other than New York City that is New York. And I'm like, well, yes.
You know how I say that the drag queens on the RuPaul's Drag Race, the ones who are from New York, are always like, "I'm from New York City," and then they do the arm thing.
What is that arm thing?
Every drag queen there, it's like meet the queens, and they're like, "I'm so and so, I'm such and such age, and I'm from New York City."
Nobody's ever done that arm thing talking about New York City. Maybe Jan.
People, drag queens from New York City can't say I'm from New York
City. Maybe Rosé.
Without doing the arm thing. They all do it. Okay. They're all like, New York City.
Hey, at the end of this episode, can we talk about the Meet the Queens? Did you watch the Meet the Queens?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Are you caught up on Canada's Drag Race?
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Let's talk about that at the end. Okay. After we get through all of our very hot topic, pressing topics, of which I have many.
Hey.
We'll get to Canada. Okay. What?
You want to start with what's at the top of my list?
What?
Did you hear who I can't say what I was going to say because you're going to get confused and think that I was going to talk about something else. But.
Person of the year?
No, I was going to say, did you hear who we have to pour one out for?
Oh, Sophie Anderson, Cock Destroyer. Wait.
No, I was talking about Sierra Mist.
Oh, okay. I have to sadly pour one out. We did lose a Cock Destroyer.
did you hear Sierra Mist got discontinued this year?
This is just like you.
Why?
A capitalist. You love capitalism. You said let's mourn Sierra Mist before we mourn the cock destroyers. Go.
Why weren't we told? Why? How does the Sierra Mist community feel? Are they?
They're getting a little misty-eyed, I would imagine.
Listen, was there? I mean, okay. Now, I feel like there's a couple soda cults in this world. Do you agree?
Sure.
So, like, people who love Diet Coke. That's, like, the number one soda cult, I think, in the U.S.
Yeah, but the fastest growing soda cult is the Coke Zeros. And you know what?
No.
Here I am to speak up on that.
Hold on. No, I don't even think. I think the Dr. Pepper
Diet
cult.
Dr. Pepper?
No, regular.
No.
Well, I don't know. I just know I know Dr. Pepper heads are all like, gotta get me my Dr. Pepper.
That's true. That's true. Jasmine, I know you're listening. Yeah.
Is Jasmine a Dr. Pepper head?
Yes, loves a Dr. Pepper. Friend of the pod, Jasmine.
Regular?
I don't know. Ask Jazz.
Listen, so do you think, have I named all the major soda cults in the U.S.?
Sure. Okay, now what?
So there was no, the misters are just gone now.
The misters? Mr. Pibb?
The Sierra misters.
Okay, well, I think they'll find a new home over in the Diet 7-Up camp.
Well, no, who makes Sierra Mist Pepsi? They came out with a new one.
What?
They recalibrated the recipe.
Well, what's the new one called?
Starry.
Starry?
Yes.
Are you for real? Are you just making things up?
No, this is all. Listen, babe, I was up early. I did the crossword, and I learned via the crossword today. It said soda discontinued in 2023, and when I was just couldn't believe the answer was Sierra Mist. So then I was like, well, I guess I'll have to do some googling.
Googlina,
aren't you glad? Aren't you glad I did a little googlina after that?
I am.
Well, rumor has it, Starry's the new girl on the block.
Okay, I'll try it. Will it be in those big machines at the movie theater where you can like make the most obscene combinations of flavors?
I'm obsessed with those machines because they have real treats for real people like me who like Gatorade flavors or like a grape Powerade.
Sure.
I feel represented.
Live it up.
I am, just like the J-Lo and Pitbull song.
Okay. We could talk about...
Hey.
You want to talk about J-Lo? That's fine. I ain't a care.
Wait. Did I tell you about the box of 120 Slim Jims I got?
No, but I would love to know more.
What?
Hey,
are you sure?
Hey, I need that. Are you doing anything with that?
Baby, did I really not tell you?
Well, are you doing anything with that? Are you going to eat that?
I'm eating it all. I was going to have you guess how many I ate since the last time I talked about this on the pod.
Okay, well, how many have you eaten?
I don't know. I didn't count, but I've put a
fun game.
I'm not good at like how many gumballs are in the dentist's office machine.
So what do they come in? A box?
My friend's mom tried to order herself a box of 120 Slim Jims, and she accidentally sent it to her daughter's house instead. And then they were like, the fuck am I going to do with 120 Slim Jims? And baby.
And they found their way to you.
And I said, oh, honey, I will take 120 Slim Jims. Thank you.
Okay. How many Slim Jims do you think you can eat in a day? How many can you fit in your mouth at once?
I should tell you, they're shorty sticks. So they're like, they're not the full long.
They're short, but they're thin.
They're literally short, but thin.
Okay.
They're so short that, in fact, the box, because you know I've been on my workout kick, I have to count my calories and make sure I'm getting my gains and shit. They're so little that it says four of these Slim Jims is one serving.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, I eat four.
I think the appeal to me of a Slim Jim is it's like an extra long stick of meat. Like I want the experience of like I'm eating a stick.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's like eating a stick.
Right, but what I'm saying is when they cut it into fourths,
half, I think it's a...
That to me is like, okay, I'm not trying to nibble on a pencil. I'm trying to, you know, those long, long pencils you could have in middle school? That's what I'm trying to chew on, okay?
I didn't like them thicky, thicky, thick girls.
Yeah, I don't want it to be thick, but I liked it to be long. A long pencil. Well,
I didn't know you also loved Slim Jims.
Well, I don't, but I feel like, I have a new era that I've recently unlocked, my trucker era.
And, well, I've heard about it.
And so I feel like a Slim Jim would be very much, it would be something my trucker fursona would consume.
Did you say fursona?
Fur?
No.
I did. You know,
do furries have fursonas?
It's about time we stop saying my Patronus, okay? Harry Potter's out. It's about time we stop saying spirit animal. That's cultural appropriation. That's out. What you really mean is fursona. Just say it.
Actually, I actually think this is an incredible switch.
I'm committed to the switch. Join us.
Let's do it. Join us. Join the revolution.
So anyway, my fursona currently is Terry Fieri, the truck driver, and I feel like he would very much like Slim Jim.
Terry Fieri, is that named after Guy Fieri?
Not named after. We're not related like closely. Terry Fieri is not somebody who would send his genetic makeup to sell it for just a bit of information. No, he's not gonna. He's not. You know, a slave to the system.
Does he fall out of the same tree?
Terry?
Two nuts of the same tree? Two of the same Fury trees?
I don't know. If you have any to spare for Terry Fieri, you better slap into the Slim Jim.
How do you spell Terry?
T-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, pretty classic.
And then Fieri, F-I-E-R-I.
Fiery.
Yeah. You can see episode 1 on youtube.com/TylerOakleyGames, new every Thursday. Latest episode is that.
Are you an actor?
No. Well, you know, yes, and from time to time.
Do you need representation?
Tyler doesn't, but Terry might.
Good to know.
And he is eligible for Slim Jim partnerships.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yes, hell, brother. Some Christmas news.
Let's hear it. Reindeer games by Big Brother.
What does that mean?
I think you should dabble in reindeer games by Big Brother.
Make it make sense first.
The show Big Brother.
Okay.
Is doing like a 2-week long season.
Okay.
Called Big Brother Reindeer Games.
Okay.
Premiering on Monday, December 11th.
Okay,
it's got all
today.
All the fan.
Yesterday,
it's got all the fan favorites.
Like whom?
Brittany from our season of The Amazing Race.
Okay, I stan.
Danielle Reyes.
Yes.
Nicole Franzel. Cody Califiore. Frankie Grande.
Hey, did Cody come out as bi?
No, his brother.
Oh, yeah. There were videos of his brother talking about. Chains and whips excite me, etc.
Yeah, he's into vampire play.
That's what it was. You know, vampires. What's up with that?
Okay, what's your Christmas news?
Well, I don't know. Actually, I was about to say it, but then I was like, oh, fuck. I think I talked about it last week. Brenda Lee?
Oh, my God. You talked about it last week.
Yeah, well, she got her first number one.
The only update is that Mariah Carey sent her flowers.
You know what? And I thought, good. That's a nice move. That's a good move. When I supported it, it was like a passing of the guard from Christmas queen to Christmas queen. If you could, I think my main question here is, though, like, I like the idea of Christmas songs that are, like, iconic, like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Going number one 65 years after it came out. If you could give some justice to some other Christmas songs that didn't necessarily get number ones, what would they be? What Christmas songs are your iconic Christmas songs?
Well, all of the Glee Christmas songs.
Okay.
Okay, just kidding. Last Christmas by Wham.
That never went number one?
No, I don't think back in the day those songs were really going number one around the holidays. Who even knows how charts worked back then?
Santa Baby by Miss Piggy?
Yes.
Sure.
Do you think the new Cher Christmas song is going to go number one?
Well, it did go number one in the dance charts, or maybe even...
I don't know what chart,
but it went number one, which is a big deal because it is her seventh number one that is from a different decade. Let me say that differently. Cher has now charted a number one hit in seven different decades. That's pretty iconic.
I just wish... Like, I understand there's a chart for everything. But it's like, when people say shit like that, I want to be like, make it a Billboard Hot 100 number one. The creme de la creme.
Yeah, that would be iconic, but that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about Billboard charts. She's had a number one in different Billboard charts in seven different decades. This one, DJ Play a Christmas Song, was number one on the Dance Electric Song Sales Chart. Okay.
Sales chart.
So, but it still is a number one.
I feel like a lot of gays have really been trying to push DJ Play That Christmas Song on me.
Well, and I'm like, well, you know who it was written by?
Yes.
Yeah.
The good sis Leland.
And so, you know what? That may have a trickle down effect gay-wise into your ear.
He's getting that Christmas coin. He said, I want the residuals that Pentatonix gets year after year.
Sure. And who doesn't?
I was just home in Michigan celebrating Christmas early. My parents really stand Pentatonix.
A lot of people do.
My dad's just like, oh man, Mary, did you know, is just their version's just the best.
So his answer is he wants the Pentatonix Mary, did you know?
To go number one
retroactively.
Oh yeah, and then my mom's jumping in. She's got answers too. She loves the Pentatonix. Last time I was home in August, the neighbor's granddaughter was mowing the lawn in a Pentatonix t-shirt, and I recorded it on my Instagram and sent it to Scott. And I said,
"Perfect,
your impact.
It spans far and wide, baby."
Yes, the Michiganders are here for it.
I'm still in this Cher article reading about what other songs went number one by Cher.
Okay, well, Believe.
Yes, I Got You, Babe.
Turn Back Time. I was going to say I Got You, Babe.
It doesn't have a full list. It's like, why would you make the article if you're not going to give me the full list to go with the article about what, you know, it's like, shut up.
Especially when it's only seven songs. Like, well, that's barely even like a BuzzFeed article these days.
Yeah. Speak on that.
Listicle, honey.
Okay. Did you go to Gag City this week?
What? Where's Gag City? I was in Jackson. I just told you that.
Okay. Well, Gag City is a digital... landscape. Okay. It's a
is this in the metaverse?
Kind of. Gag City is a did you see? Okay.
No, I didn't know.
Do you know who that is?
Had Pink Friday 2.
Pink Friday
2. Gag City album.
No, Pink Friday 2 by Nicki Minaj, the album artwork. Did you see it? It's her like on like a futuristic pink
subway stop
or something,
sure,
in the sky.
Gag City.
Anyway, so the aesthetic was really pleasing to the legendary children of the House of Minaj.
Minaj.
And so everyone started to say like, oh, she's that's her in Gag City. And so everyone started using AI to create extensions of Gag City and imagery of like who was arriving to Gag City as the countdown was on for Pink Friday 2 to be released. So like the night before Pink Friday 2 came out, everyone, all these celebrities were arriving into Gag City. So there was like the Pope arriving into Gag City. There was there was an insurrection at the capital of Gag City. There were a lot was going on, actually. And
were they gagging?
They were gagging, and then the first flight out of Gag City was full because as soon as the album came out, everyone was a little like, actually, it was more fun to promote it before it came out, and then when it came out, nobody was really vibing with it. Though I'm sure some barbs were saying they were vibing with it, but my finger on the pulse of the general consensus of the internet was that it did not live up to Pink Friday 1. And in fact, a lot of people were like, this isn't even giving Pink Friday. It's as if Gaga wanted to make a new album and just said, this is Art Pop 2, but it wasn't giving Art Pop in the first place. Does that make sense? Like just kind of like,
it sure does.
Let's just ride the wave that we had a few years ago and get people jumping into the gig.
That's why you got to be careful with prequels and sequels and squeakquels. Is Pink Friday 2 the squeakquel or not?
It was promoted as the squeakquel, but it was giving nothing of the sort.
Borrowed title, just a new album.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it came out on a Friday, so there's that.
There is that. I accidentally upset the
apple cart.
What is Selena Gomez's fan? What are they called?
Selenators.
The Selenators. I tweeted. Oh,
you
a tweet.
Know what they say.
What?
Gotta keep an eye out for Selena.
Well, I did, and I unfortunately pay the price. So somebody was. You know how she quits Instagram all the time?
Listen. If she
announces that she quits Instagram all the time.
That's gay. That's gay behavior.
That's what I thought. I said, this is giving, I'm deleting Grindr. Well, here's my number if you even care.
Okay, well, I think that's a little different. Minus the if you even care. But like posting an Instagram story announcing that you're taking a break. Baby.
Well, you know what? Okay. On one hand, she is the most followed person on Instagram. So maybe there is a sense of like, if I don't post, what will people think? But also like, girl.
If one of your faves didn't post, what would you think?
I would think just a normal day in the fandom. She'll go, Miss Germanata will go years without posting. What are you talking about? And she won't make an announcement about it.
I just don't think
if Katie stopped posting shoe pics, then you know something's wrong.
I just don't think period. I just don't think that I would see any celebrity like slow down in their posting and then be like, oh God, are they dead? Like, no, I'd be like, cool, good for them. Take a vacation, mental health break.
Now,
logout.org.
Speaking of which, when I posted about this, because I said not to be a hater, but how many times is she going to announce that she's deleting her Instagram?
So you were being a hater.
It's not being a hater. Let me just say that right off the bat. I'm not being a hater. But for real, if anybody in your life announced they were quitting Instagram twice in your full time of knowing them, you would think, are they okay? Well,
find a therapist.
A lot of the replies were, she has mental health issues, and how dare you? And I'm like, okay.
It's 2023. We all have mental health issues.
Anyway, so yeah.
The
reason she said she was taking a break was because somebody asked her to speak out about Palestine, and then she said, I'm out of here.
Oh.
And you know how easy it is to have just, I don't know, spoken up for something if you're the most followed person on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe that could be something good is what I'm thinking. But I guess to each their own on that one. I was live on TikTok right before this and I said, hot topics, ? Somebody said, Anthony from Queer Eye and Hugh Jackman are allegedly dating. I said, if you're up in my comments spreading misinformation, I don't care because I'm writing it down.
Well, he just called off his engagement.
Ooh.
Anthony, that is. So perhaps that was one of the reason he called off the engagement was to level up to a zaddy.
Is that what that is? Is that what that hit? Is that what that would be?
Well, I mean, I think Hugh Jackman is older than his ex and probably has more money.
Wow. Is that all that matters?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, wait, I wanted to tell you my haircut story.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Tell me.
I'm excited. So there I was getting my haircut.
Oh.
And I will punch you. I will punch you. And I couldn't go. So I like to just wake up and be like, you know, I should get a haircut today. I'm never got enough foresight to pre-plan that shit. And the lady who cuts my hair, you have to make an appointment a couple of days in advance. So anyways, I was like, I'm going to sneak and go back to my old girly because she was always available, always open, make a reservation, come on in an hour. So I went to see her. She pretended like she remembered me. I just didn't believe that she did because it's been 3 years. But chatted my ear off, was like, you're so cute, blah, blah, blah. And she was all, hey, can I give your number to my other cute client?
Ah!
She said, he's single. He's looking for a cute boy like you.
Okay.
What do you think? I said, go for it. What do I have to lose? I was going to be like, you can give him my Instagram, maybe, and let him check me out before he just blindly texts me. But I thought, you know what? If he's brave enough to just text based off of just the number, then sure.
Okay. So did he text you?
No.
Ah.
But I don't know if he had like an appointment later that day or she's just going to like next time he comes in sort of thing.
Mm. Okay. Wait, so it's another, it's one of her clients or
yes.
Okay. So she,
someone else's hair she cuts.
Well, you know what? I think hair cutters, hairstylists, groomers,
groomers.
Well, you know, groomers really appropriated groomers from groomers because groomers were grooming before groomers ever groomed. You know what I'm saying?
And the dog community is hit the hardest in this situation.
Thank you. Imagine being a dog in this
groomer.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I would say like a hairstylist probably is the most qualified besides a full-time matchmaker to do matchmaking because
oh my God.
They're really getting the tea from both people and knowing the real truth about who they are, what they're up to, what's stressing them out. They can really
what their personality
is
like.
They can match these people together. So I think if there's anybody that's able to put you with the one, it's gonna be this woman.
I was like, let's go for it, girl. You give him my number. We'll see what happens.
Okay, well, I want you to yes and this experience and by next week have some updates for us.
Balls in his court, honey, unless we just wait 3 more weeks. Balls in his court. So unless I just wait and go back in like 3 weeks and be like, oh, whatever happened to him, what's his face?
You turn into his stalker. Hey, I thought we were going to be together. Hey,
I already planned our wedding and she was going to officiate.
You're like, here's my number if you even care.
I'm deleting Grindr.
Did you see, you know who Tana Khan is?
No.
Well, her veneer fell out.
In what?
The air. Like, in the air.
Oh, damn.
She was screaming or something and it fell out during a TikTok. I think it was staged, like it had already fallen
for
out.
Sure.
But the TikTok still goes off. I would look for it if I were you.
Well, I was like, you know those Christmas nuts they sell at the mall?
No.
You must. You, yes, you do.
Christmas nuts.
A Midwest mall's always got them candied, what, pecans?
Ooh, yes.
And they sell them in like a cone-shaped bag.
Yes, yes.
Those are dangerous. You could lose a veneer eating one of them. So just, I thought that's what you were going to say. Tanya had some nuts.
It's possible. I didn't get to the bottom of it. I can investigate further if you'd like.
What's her handle? I'll look it up. Is it Tanya Can?
I think so. Yeah. I do believe. I filmed a video with her recently.
What?
Did you see the video of the past Escape the Night contestants?
Yeah, I saw you lost.
Well,
here's what
I'll tell you more about it after we record. Because
here's what I did. I clicked the link to your tweet and I said, 15-minute video. We can get through this quickly. So then I just was progressing forward, seeing who was getting eliminated. And then I saw you lose.
I'll tell you more about it after the pod.
Rigor mortis, girl?
No. I'll just tell you more after the pod.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today. Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Okay, well, did you want to talk about Canada's Drag Race since we have 120 seconds left?
Sure. Are you watching? Okay, what season is this? Canada's Drag Race season four?
Four. I think I said 2 weeks ago when you weren't watching yet, I said one thing Canada's Drag Race is going to do, it's introduce a character in the first episode who's definitely going to be in the final four that I'm going to find very annoying.
Okay, who is it?
Venus.
Venus. Actually, I think Venus is given something good. What do you mean?
No, it's too much for me. Far too much for me.
Too much.
And then this week's episode, baby.
Oh, honey, it was something.
I had to get to Twitter to see if people were as mad as I was about a double Shantae not being a double Shantae. And all the kids were excited. They're like, yes, this is what we deserve. The drama staying in the
Yeah, because they are consumers of reality TV. And this being the...
You don't think I'm a consumer of reality TV?
This being the highest rated episode of Drag Race Canada ever has to do with... You know what? We are of a generation of Drag Race contestants that grew up watching Drag Race drama, who come on the show and quote Drag Race and want to be Drag Race legends. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, like, this is the ecosystem we live in now. Look at previous, most recent seasons of regular Drag Race.
And how do you feel?
And it can be fun and entertaining, but at the same time, like, you know what's more iconic? As a contestant of Drag Race, to be iconic, to be somebody who's like, oh my god, they will win a season of Drag Race, not somebody who's like, oh my god, that person is entertaining to watch on reality TV and they should be on MTV's The Villains versus whatever. It's like, I want some queens on Drag Race who are I don't know, America's Next Drag Superstars.
It's funny that you say that, and I promise I'm not really just trying to talk about housewives, but I've had this conversation with my housewives friends a lot too, that like the ecosystem we live in now is that they bring on women who have watched the show and are affected by wanting to be memorable. And so then they come in with these like side producing themselves to try to be relevant. And I just think in both instances, on Drag Race and in Housewives, like I can't get excited about that person that's trying that hard to, I don't know, create something in an inauthentic way.
Yeah. With that said, I do love to be entertained. And
I love to laugh.
I love to laugh. And there is something charming about some queens who are not, maybe they're not all stars, all winners quality quite yet, and that's okay, but the aura that I am getting from some of these queens is really iconic in the way that they think they are serving Puss the Boots Down the House and the Cunt and Mama or whatever.
I'm feeling my goats, honey.
When she said I'm feeling my goats, that was culture. Nothing like, I don't remember a phrase from pop culture hitting me that hard and sticking with me in my brain and never wanting to leave ever again. I was feeling my goats.
She really was.
That is so.
I'm just like,
you can't. And the thing is, you can't script that. Other queens trying to have iconic, legendary quotes will never be as close to something like, I was feeling my goats.
I agree.
Anyway, so with that said, I'm ready for Melinda to be top three.
I'm not here for a double Shantae on somebody who's not capable of making the final four, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get that. But then again,
it
but
like
actually,
everybody's time.
And now that I've given it 1 second of thought, I absolutely disagree, because that is so producers saving people who can't lip sync but want them to be in the finale, and I'm not here for that. I would much rather have somebody who deserves to be saved, regardless of if they're worthy of winning the season, be saved because they earned the save, not because they should be in the finale.
Started an argument 10 minutes before the lip sync.
That is, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, well, they are guaranteeing themselves another week of at least some tension.
Yeah. Who do you want to win?
My winner is Denim.
Yeah, I love. I stan.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes. But I am enjoying a lot of the cast. Venus, who I know you said you didn't love, I like. Who else do I love? Some of these people, I don't really remember who's who, to be honest. I think Kit and Caboodle is kind of bringing it, but I like Neera enough. Neera is a daughter of a friend.
I wanted her. I was glad. I thought she won the lip sync, and I was glad she stayed.
I'm very pleased to see that she is like, I thought her look wasn't even in the bottom. I thought her look was not in the bottom that week for the design challenge. Like, that looked like a made look, and it looked like a look, which is not to say the same for some of these other girls. I think it was, I don't know. Anyway, I'm enjoying the season, And I think if you're not watching it right now, the twist is actually, I think, really enjoyable. And it is the perfect amount of control given to the queens so that there is some shit stirring and alliances ish. I mean, the untucked of episode 4 where a queen is like, don't save me, we'll settle this at the lip sync. I was like, this is exactly what they want to happen, and it was delicious as a viewer.
It was chaos.
Yes, and I liked it. With that said, yeah, Denim is my number one from the get, and I can see Denim winning the entire thing. Canada's Drag Race has not had a winner like Denim before, and I think it's like a duh for me.
Yeah, I think it's an overall a good cast.
Yeah.
I'll keep watching. I need to watch the season 16 U.S. Meet the Queen since it's coming in January. I was just traveling and I was sick last week, so I didn't get to watch any of my stories.
Well, I can't wait to hear who you like. Well, let's do a Meet the Queens rundown next week. Are you down for that? Not like a full episode of it, but like, let's just be prepared down with your top three who you'd like to see in the finals or something.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I beat Tears of the Kingdom.
I haven't, so we're not allowed to talk about
it. Oh my God. It was my entire life and I'm not. And so at the end, when you beat it, it says how much of the game you've actually completed. Upon beating it, and I kept putting off the finale for months because I was like, I'm a completionist. I want to finish all the shrines and do all the light routes and blah, 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 and, you know, max out my armor and get all the everything. Upon beating it, I find out I am 66% done. I was not even close to being done.
Yeah, there's, go get those Korok seeds, honey.
Fuck it. So I'm looking for my next game I'm going to start. I don't know what it's going to be, but. Feels good to finish that.
I wish you luck in that endeavor.
Thank you. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me just waiting by the phone for a text from my new boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
At the hair cutter place.
Okay. Your groomer boyfriend.
My groomer boyfriend.
Okay.
What about you?
You can find me on the ground underneath Tanacon, waiting for any veneers to fall.
Veneers of the Kingdom?
Ooh, Veneers of the Kingdom. Write it down, mama. Write it down.
Don't forget to think about what your fursona is.
My fursona?
Not you, all the listeners.
Okay, sure. Yeah, tweet us your fursonas. we'll rank them. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.